when every new school year starts, there's lots of excitement. There's a lot that's new. There's a lot that's old. There's a lot of the same old faces, which is, can be a very welcoming sight. And there's also new faces, and there's new faculty in the School of Music.
There is. We have several new faculty coming on board. And I think that we definitely need to see this as a faculty full of great energy. You know, we all kind of had a rough year last year, so I'm really excited about this upcoming year and what these faculty are going to be able to offer and how they're going to work with our new faculty. Over the next few weeks, we are going to be introducing our new faculty on this radio show. So I would absolutely encourage our listeners to tune in if they want to get to know a little bit more in depth some of the people that are coming on board.
And all of these new faculty, or many of the new faculty, will have one recital together, yeah?
We're going to feature them all on September 26th in Whitmore Recital Hall on a recital simply titled New Faculty.
So September 26th, you can hear the new faculty perform coming up in the next several weeks here on this program. You can learn a little bit more about them, get to know them a little bit. Do stay tuned for that every Wednesday in the 6 p.m. hour. It's Mizzou Music, an exploration of the sounds emanating from the MU School of Music. Julia Gaines is my guest this week. Besides the new faculty who are arriving now, there's also the choral union performance. I'm especially excited because I'm going to do it. I'm going to be one of the, what, 300?
Probably 300 total. There's a couple hundred singers. You'll be one of the 200 singers, and then we put the orchestra with it. We are doing the ever-popular Brahms Requiem, so I think we will have a very large cohort of singers because it's just a very popular piece. And, you know, every once in a while, you just got to bring back the favorites because they're just so popular. This particular year, we've decided to dedicate this concert to Mel George. He passed away earlier this year and was a big music fan. He supported us financially. He supported us in attendance. He's just been a real great friend of ours for many years, and we're very sad to hear of his passing.
That was the voice of Dr. Julia Gaines. She is the director of the MU School of Music. And she's got her solo debut recording out on the Centaur label. It's Tiger Dance. Here's another track from that issue. Thanks for tuning in here on a Wednesday evening to Mizzou Music. Each Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour, I take you on a musical tour through the output of the University of Missouri's School of Music. We've got something still to come from Julia Gaines from her new release on the Centaur label. It's Tiger Dance. We'll hear The Lord's Prayer by Albert Hay Mallott, arranged by Julia Gaines herself. Here's another excerpt from my recent interview with Dr. Gaines. Thanks for tuning in to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. There's a new release out on the Centaur label. It is Tiger Dance from marimbist Julia Gaines. If you've heard that name before, it's because she's also the director of the MU School of Music. She's here in studio with me this week to talk about Tiger Dance. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is your first solo release. How does that feel?
Oh, my goodness. It feels really spectacular. These are large-scale projects for artists to undergo. And to finally get the box with the CDs in the shrink wrap is really, really exciting.
It's 11 tracks. Every work except for the last one is from the 21st century, and the last one is The Lord's Prayer, which you yourself arranged. How did you come up with Tiger Dance as the theme, and how did you pick these 11 tracks?
All 11 tracks are very special to me. Somehow they are connected to me either by being written for me, being written by a friend of mine, I commissioned them, or they were a good suggestion that included a friend, something like that. I have connections to every piece. So I wanted that to definitely be the theme. And in fact, when I started thinking about the title, I went back and forth between picking a title track and just calling it Julia's Songs or Julia's Pieces or something like that. We eventually picked the title track, which I think was the better way to go. But I'm really proud of the order that they're in and how they're each connected to me.
Tiger Dance, written by Jeffrey Dennis Smith, 5 years on. It's a 2011 work. What's the backstory behind that?
Yeah, this is a really great piece that started circling pretty soon after he wrote it. It's a piece for solo marimba and four percussionists. And this makes it really easy for artist to take to colleges and play on a college campus because the four percussionists can rehearse well ahead of time. And sometimes a student can learn the solo part, so it benefits both people. So this started making the rounds, and I heard it with an artist playing. And I thought, wow, that's a great piece. Plus, it's called Tiger Dance. I work at the University of Missouri. How cool would that be? So I worked it up. Sure enough, I was able to play it with three or four groups right away because of its popularity. When I was getting the program notes ready, I contacted Jeffrey and said, hey, tell me a little bit of the story behind the title, because, you know, I work at Mizzou. And he responded and said, you know, I have family that went to Mizzou. So that's cool that you're playing it with the mascot. It's actually, he thought of a tiger in a forest and how the stripes and the leaves kind of start blending in as these lines, and use that kind of with his metric system. You know, a lot of people think I commissioned it because it's called Tiger Dance and of my connection. And he said, well, you didn't, but you can use that story anyway, because he really liked Mizzou with his family connection. And he liked that I liked the piece so much. And it was a nice connection, but I did not commission it.
Hand in commissioning CM by Thomas McKinney?
I did. That was actually the very first piece I commissioned when I was on campus. It is a harder piece, and I wanted something that used Dr. McKinney's expertise with electronics. And remember, I had played other pieces like this, and I know these are kind of weird for people to listen to, but I had played a couple others like this, and I really enjoyed the fact that it was the electronic part was not accompaniment necessarily, but rather part of a duo. So you have the accompaniment all by itself sometimes, the electronics all by itself, and then I get to add there. It really hit more of this duet relationship rather than the accompaniment solos relationship. And that's what I asked Dr. McKinney to do. And this piece is extra special. I got to play it in Carnegie. And so just has a real, real special place in my heart and had to be included on my first CD.
Often when an artist has a new release out, they tour with it. You have some obligations here with your teaching load and your administrative load. Do you have plans to take any pieces from Tiger Dance on the road?
No, not as of yet. You're right. The administrative job kind of makes that a little bit more difficult. I have thought about doing a concert maybe next semester, but that kind of depends on how this semester goes. If it's anything like last year, that would have been problematic. So I'm going to have to need to take it a little bit at a time and use the digital ways of advertising and radio shows and different things like that to get the word out.
That's Julia Gaines. She plays the marimba. She directs the MU School of Music. She's also got the new release out, Tiger Dance, featuring her both solo and in small settings on marimba. And here she is with The Lord's Prayer, written by Albert Hay Malott and arranged by Julia Gaines from her new release, Tiger Dance. You heard it here on Classical 90.5.